Welcome to RadiUS, our University of Manitoba Rady Faculty of Health Sciences monthly podcast, where you get to catch up on the headlines from the past month and meet our faculty, staff, and learners making news. I'm your host, Jonathan Wilson, from the Rady Faculty Communications and Marketing team. We'll also be engaging with our Rady community beyond our UM campuses, so be sure to listen for alumni and partner voices too. For the month of June 2024, we're going to highlight stories about the sharp drop in publicly funded physical therapy assessments, the Manitoba Student Health Research Forum, National Indigenous Peoples Day, and Pride Month celebrations, and more. Faculty community came together on June 21st to celebrate National Indigenous Peoples Day. The day's events were organized by Angamizin, Indigenous Institute of Health and Healing. The morning began with the lighting of a sacred fire and a pipe ceremony led by elders in Mashkiki Gitigan Medicine Garden, where about 50 people gathered. Elder Margaret Lavallee said they wanted to bring the Rady faculty community together to help understand each other's cultures.
I really appreciate the people that are interested in this sacred ground right here.
Yeah.
I think it's important that we have that so that we can share our teachings as time goes on.
After the pipe ceremony, faculty, staff, and students gathered in Brody Center Atrium to hear from members of Angamizin. A recording of the Métis National Anthem was played, and Elder Charlotte Nolan was presented with a wall hanging as part of an honoring ceremony. A round dance took place, and dozens of people joined hands and circled four drummers at the center of the atrium. The event ended with a feast, and Indigenous vendors were set up to sell their handmade products. A new study from researchers at the College of Rehabilitation Sciences found that physiotherapy assessments in Winnipeg have dropped dramatically in the last 7 years. In 2017, seven hospital-based physio departments in the city were closed, leaving Health Sciences Center as the only publicly funded outpatient option. Since then, initial physio assessments conducted per month in Winnipeg have dropped 85%. The research team said there's also been a reduction to the types of physiotherapy that are covered publicly. People with neck pain, tennis elbow, sprains, and strains are no longer covered. There's also been a huge drop in those who have surgical knee conditions. Dr. Joanne Parsons co-led the study. She told CTV News Winnipeg there is a portion of the city's population that is falling through the cracks when it comes to physiotherapy care, specifically those with lower incomes.
And so we know that there is a limitation on that transfer of care, that some people can access private, but there's going to be some people who can no longer access services at all.
The University of Manitoba's first group of midwifery graduates entered their profession at the College of Nursing Spring Pinning Ceremony on June 4th. Three students completed the program and received their professional pins alongside 91 new nurses. The midwifery grads wore red shoes to signify standing out from the crowd and advocacy for women's rights. Brooklyn Wachowski was one of the three graduates. She said she's excited to embark on a career that creates a safe space for pregnant people and their families.
I'm really hoping to be able to create and bring this positive birth experiences to families and the pregnant people and provide this counseling and education surrounding the pregnancy and birth and just really facilitate the healthy pregnancy and healthy babies and then the postpartum care, well, woman care as well. So I don't know, I have a lot of passion for this line of work. So I'm just hoping that my clients that I work with, they can just see that as I work with them.
The Bachelor of Midwifery program was launched by the College of Nursing in September 2021. There are currently 20 students enrolled in the program, including three Indigenous students. 10 students are expected to graduate next year. First Nations babies have a shockingly high rate of contact with Child and Family Services compared with other Manitoba infants. That's the central finding of a study by the First Nations Family Advocate Office and researchers from the Manitoba Center for Health Policy at UM. The study looked at 20 years' worth of data. It found that more than one-third of First Nations babies had an open file with CFS. And a First Nations newborn was about six times more likely to be removed from its parents than other newborns. Dr. Kathleen Kenny, a postdoctoral fellow in community health sciences at UM, led the study and spoke with City News.
The numbers speak to a massive level of CFS disruption and intrusion into families among First Nations families.
Chief Betsy Kennedy of War Lake First Nation said removing infants from their families is a harmful practice that can cause children to lose their identity.
You know, when a child is being not taught their culture, their language, they lose who they are as a person. This continues and it shouldn't be happening. We should be providing and helping families stay together.
Graduate students at the College of Pharmacy have created their own peer-to-peer support network to help students navigate the challenges and pressures of advanced training. Launched in 2020, the program matches new grad students with a peer who will help them get established, provide a sounding board for their research, or just lend an ear over a cup of coffee. The program has been so successful that it expanded in 2024. Nitesh Sangai is a coordinator of the peer-to-peer student group in the College of Pharmacy and a student in the PhD program.
For the first time, we came up with 24/7 helpline numbers, graduate students, to help graduate students anytime in need without hesitation in case of emergency.
The 24-hour aspect of the support group began this year, with a core group of graduate students willing to accept the responsibility of picking up calls whenever they come. Peer-to-peer was started by graduate students for graduate students, but it also comes with training from UM Student Services, so they know when and how to reach out to the experts. They're also working towards what they call the Inspire Mentorship Program, where senior students and postdoctoral fellows discuss science, work-life balance, professionalism, and motivation. The Dr. Gerald Nisnik College of Dentistry is currently in the middle of a campaign to raise $10 million. The funds will go towards building state-of-the-art dental clinics in a new building set to open on the Bannatyne campus in 2027. When the clinics open, it will transform the way dentistry and dental hygiene students learn and care for patients. The dental school is turning to generous alumni like Dr. Todd Plexman to help raise the funds. Dr. Plexman is a member of the dentistry class of 1992 and values his experience at the University of Manitoba. He recently spoke with us about why he decided to name a double operatory in the main clinic.
I owe my success, my the quality of life, the where I am today because of the University of Manitoba. The University of Manitoba took a chance on me, and it's the least I can do to help, if you want to say, pay it forward.
If you would like to pay it forward and contribute to the campaign, visit our online form at give.umanitoba.ca/dentalclinic. Manitoba student health researchers presented their work in a poster competition and networked with colleagues and mentors during the Manitoba Student Health Research Forum, June 17th to 19th at the Bannatyne campus. It was the 36th year of the University of Manitoba-based conference, originally named Research Days. This year, around 180 students participated, with the majority being Rady faculty grad students, along with some from Fort Garry campus grad programs, the University of Winnipeg, and Brandon U. Saeed Magsoudi, a fourth-year PhD student in the Department of Physiology and Pathophysiology at the Max Rady College of Medicine, was participating for the third time and was very grateful to win several awards, including the Major Award from the Children's Hospital Research Institute of Manitoba.
It means that if you work hard, if you dedicate yourself in research, you get your results by getting awards or recognitions, because all the students here, we are working for the community.
The MSHRF also included special lectures and workshops, along with plenty of opportunities to network.
Each day and afternoon time, we had networking session, so we had the chance to collaborate or just communicate with people from industry, from health science, anything like that.
On June 10th, the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences held their first ever Support Staff Professional Development Day, or PD Day, as a way to foster lifelong learning and other developmental activities for employees' careers. This included a variety of workshops and sessions offered to staff relating to professional development, including specific aspects like crafting resumes, honing interview skills, and developing management and supervisory skills. There were also sessions focused on improving wellness, mindfulness, physical activity, and creating nutritious meals. Raman Dhaliwal, executive director at the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences, said the feedback from participants was overwhelmingly positive.
We also want people to see the Radiofocus of Health Sciences as a destination that they want to work, and to show them that you can grow your career here in our faculty.
With around 1,000 support staff in the Rady Faculty of Health Sciences, 600 participated in Professional Development Day. Dhaliwal says they plan to continue PD Day as an annual event and are looking forward to hearing back from more participants on what can be improved.
I've been a support staff member since 2014, and I feel my career has been supported. And now I've been really trying to turn my attention to see how we can ensure all staff are supported in their career development.
The accomplishments of graduating two SLGBTQIA+ students were celebrated on the Bannatyne campus at the end of May, at UM's first-ever Lavender Graduation Ceremony. Lavender Graduation is an annual ceremony that takes place on university campuses across the United States to honor queer and trans students and celebrate their achievements and contributions as they graduate. Organizers of UM's event from the Queer and Trans Graduate Student Group believe this is only the second Lavender Graduation Ceremony to take place in Canada. 10 students from faculties across UM participated in the ceremony in Brody Center Atrium. Chloe Vicker, a Master of Human Rights student, took part.
It was a wonderful experience. I felt so honored to get to be part of it, and it was really special being a part of the first ever ceremony that we believe to be at the U of M. It was really special for a lot of different reasons.
The students were presented with a lavender stole, a satchel of dried lavender, and crocheted lavender. Lavender is important to 2SLGBTQIA+ history. Organizers plan to hold the event again next year. Two-Spirit Elder Charlotte Nolan is an elder in residence at Angomazin, Indigenous Institute of Health and Healing at the University of Manitoba. This year, Elder Nolan was given the honor of being a Grand Marshal at the Winnipeg Pride Parade. We spoke with her prior to the event about what Pride means to her.
To all those that are from our community that are part of their university, know that we're there for you, you know? It's a message I gave the president of the university that, you know, we're here and we're not going away. So let's make it a safe place, an accepting place, and a respectful place for everyone. Back in 86, 87, when Pride first took place, people walked around with paper bags on their heads or cloth bags so they couldn't be identified because they could have lost their jobs, they could have met violence. And today we walk loud and proud, you know. There's a lot more hope now than there was 50 years ago, and it's up to every Canadian to be part of it, you know, to learn with us, to, you know, laugh with us and to experience everything that we experience so that they'll understand us. It's not a difficult thing to do, you know.
Thanks for joining us today. What did you think? Send us your ideas and feedback to radymarketing@umanitoba.ca. Read more about this episode's stories by visiting our UM Today Rady Network news site at news.umanitoba.ca/network/Rady Faculty of Health Sciences.